Hey friends, welcome or welcome back to another episode of The Core Nursed. I am your host, my name is Hannah. And just really quickly, you guys, I don't know if you can hear that. I couldn't hear it in my last recording, but I have the fan on behind me at the moment because it is ridiculously hot here in Australia. And I tried to record this episode without it, but unfortunately that was not successful or efficient in any way possible. So I'm going to keep the fan on. I hope you guys are okay with that. I don't think you can hear it, but just in case, that's probably what the sound is. Anyway, it has been a hot minute since I spoke to you guys. There has been so much going on, but this little episode is going to work as like a little filler. I do have a few episodes in the works at the moment, but that involves a lot of scripting. So I'm working on it, guys, I swear, and it'll get there within the month. But for now, I am just here to speak to you guys, just hang out, talk to you guys about what's been going on. I really liked the last little bit of my last episode where I did just chat to you guys about what was going on in my life. So I'm going to sprinkle in a little bit of that throughout the podcast. Just random episodes where I'm just hanging out with you guys, talking to you, because I really like the format of not having a script. So what's been going on recently? I started university a couple of weeks ago, law school to be exact, which has been hectic to say the least. I have been so flunked with readings and homework, and we start assignments next week and it's only week three. And the whole uni setup is just, it's hard for me to get my mind wrapped around. But I'm slowly getting there. I made quite a few friends, thankfully. If you know me in real life, you will know that I am the most socially anxious person you will ever meet. But these last couple of weeks of university, I've slowly been trying to build my confidence, especially since, you know, I'm studying law. So confidence should probably be something I should be working on and communicating with other people. So that's what I've been doing. I have spent countless hours reading textbooks and writing notes and going to classes and figuring out how to speak to people. But I have made quite a few friends that I'm really excited about. They probably aren't as excited as I am. But the fact that I actually spoke to people is revolutionary. In fact, this podcast is probably the furthest I was getting to communicating with other people that I didn't know. So stepping out of the little room that I've got set up with my microphone and actually speaking to people face to face was an experience. So while I'm here, I'm going to talk to you guys about some of the episodes that I've got coming up. So at the moment, I'm working on doing a reboot for my Israel-Palestine episode just because of how much has happened over the last month or so since I've recorded that episode. So depending on what my producer says, I will most likely take that video down and sort of just do a reboot of the entire thing from the beginning to this point now. So that's currently in the works. I hope you guys are looking forward to that as much as I am. It's definitely been an educational experience to write that script. And the second one is one that I have put on hold for way too long now. It is the religion mini series, which I started a long time ago, but I haven't had the chance to actually record it. However, I do know what I'm going to speak about, and I've got the script like mostly made, like I'd say 80% done. So after this episode, that's probably the one that's going to come out next, followed by the Palestine episode, hopefully, fingers crossed. So that's just an update on what's going on there. I haven't left you guys high and dry with all the content. Yeah, sorry, my cat is, he's sleeping next to me at the moment and I keep getting distracted by him just because he's so soft. Anyway, that's besides the point. Continuing on with some fun news, my cousin and his wife recently had a baby, which is so exciting. I got to meet her a few days ago, it would have been. I got to hold her for the first time, which was exciting. And it just made me realize how easy it is to get baby fever, which sounds so silly. But after meeting her, it was quite an eye-opener. She is adorable. She's so tiny and small. She's got all these cute little outfits and she makes the most adorable baby sounds, you guys. And let's just say I was definitely wrapped up in the adorableness of children, which is something that I've recently looked into a bit. Not having babies, but the idea of it in society at the moment. I'm doing a double degree of law and social science. And in my social science class, we speak a lot about equality and gender roles and all the type of stuff that comes with the 21st century in terms of sort of what is expected of women and men. And it's been quite interesting because statistically, the amount of like women who have been wanting that life for themselves, like a life with children and with a family, has been dropping so much since, say, like the 2000s, the 1980s, 1990s, you know? And I suppose that comes from the emergence of like the girl boss trend and just like the initiative to get women into more dominant working roles, which is completely fine. But it's quite interesting because I've looked at some research and I could be totally wrong. I could be just blabbing on about random stuff here. But some research that I've read has indicated that mental illnesses within women is growing because they've been put under so much stress to, you know, be in that girl boss position, have that whole entire career life and tell themselves that they don't need a man, they don't need a family, they don't need yada, yada, yada. It's a huge thing in society as well now for like, if a woman does want to settle down, you know, have a husband, you know, if they do decide to be a housewife, which I don't think society should be as against. Not that a working woman isn't a great thing, but if a woman decides that she wants to be a housewife, I don't think society should put as big of a red cross on it as it has, especially in terms of having children. But in saying that, there's also the fear, especially in working societies, where let's say a woman does want a career. For example, I want a career. I want to make huge changes in this world. But the issue is that some, especially male-dominated fields, will be wary, I suppose, of handing out higher-ranking jobs to women, specifically because they're worried that they're going to get pregnant and then they're going to leave that job and then it's going to cost them thousands upon thousands of dollars to fill that role again. Which, look, fair enough. Coming from a business perspective, I suppose that's understandable economically. However, with the fact that businesses doing that, it's just added to the pressure put on women in society to choose whether they want a career or they want a family. And it's hard to think that we as a society have come so far and yet we still haven't been able to find a way where we can have that balance of working woman and a family household where there is two incomes or even one income if the man wants to stay at home or whatever the situation may be. The fact of the matter is a society as a whole just isn't as open to the fact that we can have a balance of both career and family. Anyway, that's my little tangent about pregnancies today. But my main point was my little niece is so adorable, you guys. I am so ecstatic for my cousin. He grew up on the other side of the street from me for about 13 years. And it's been so amazing to see him mature and become a father because I think of him as an older brother and seeing him, you know, mature and get married and have a baby has just been so, I can't even say it enough. It's just been so incredible to watch. And I'm so, so proud of him and her. I'm proud of the both of them. And what I've taken from it is both of them, they have amazing careers. My cousin, he works in the business industry. So he manages businesses. And his wife, she's a social worker, which, by the way, is an amazing job in and of itself. Social work is ridiculously, it's demanding, it's hard, it's emotionally straining. And anyone in that position has my immense respect. But seeing those two specifically have those very important jobs and still be able to have that balance between having their own personal lives and having a baby and keeping their relationship alive while also being able to go out into society and help people, it's definitely made me think about what I want in my life. And I suppose what I'm trying to say is going off of the idea of, you know, society being so disconnected from that balance between life and work. It's made me realize how much I want the balance that they have, which has been, it's been a very eye-opening experience, especially as a young person going into university and like figuring out what I want to do with my life post-uni, especially with the debt. Just a side tangent here, guys. University costs so much money. Like, I understand it to an extent. And thankfully, the Australian government does cover a portion of it. Like, the Commonwealth covers a portion of it for Australian citizens, which props to them for, like, covering that much for their youth. But I don't know. The amount of money people pay for university to get a degree, to get a piece of paper is mind-boggling. I mean, granted, I still am going to uni and hopefully I'm going to see it through all the way and end up with that piece of paper. But it's terrifying seeing all those big numbers just pop up on bills. Anyway, going back to my main point, especially like dealing with all of that stuff. So finances, you know, coming of age, I suppose, because I'm not 18 yet. So technically the world doesn't even view me as an adult and I'm already having to make these decisions. But my point is this time has been so crucial in my development, I suppose, as a human being. It's definitely made me see how many things I want to change in my life and what I want out of my life, which I thought I knew coming out of high school, sort of what I wanted. But when people tell you that it's all about the experience, no matter how mature you think you are, you need to actually experience it to know. It's so true. It's so true. I thought I knew exactly what I wanted. But now stepping into uni, meeting all these people, learning what I know now about sort of the process of going for jobs in the law field afterwards, it's all a bit overwhelming. But learning about, I don't want to sound cliche and say learning about the law has inspired me to help people. Like, it's so cliche and I don't want to sound cliche, but it genuinely has. It's only been 2 weeks, but we've already seen so many cases in which, like, I would love to have been that person that was there to help those people in those cases, which is why I want a career. Going back to the whole career life balancing, it's why I wanted a career in the first place. I want to be able to go out and help as many people as physically possible before I eventually pass away. But at the same time, I also want a family. I want a husband. I want kids. I want that whole life shebang, right? But what is hard for me at the moment is trying to reconcile those two things together, especially because of how demanding a law-based job is and how demanding a family is. It's so difficult to align those two lives, especially when society is so, I know I've been saying society's been averse to it. Averse? Is that a word? It's not the point. I know I've been saying that society is so against it. Not really against it in some senses. It's mostly just not a normal practice for anyone to have both. And if they do, then they're sort of thought of as, you know, these extremely well-rounded people who have, you know, done everything they could have possibly done in both fields of their life, and they're working their asses off 24/7, you know. It feels like something that comes with luxury, which to an extent I agree with, because you do have to put the work in to sustain both of those lives. But the way that society frames it makes it feel like only the elite few are able to have that life, let alone sustain it, which is quite concerning, especially as a young woman coming into university and going into a career, hopefully, within the next 5 years. So yeah, that's my little tangent about that, guys. Really hope you guys have enjoyed it. Anyway, to wrap up this video, I'll be sprinkling in these types of videos just very randomly whenever I don't have time to sit down and write a script for a proper episode. I'll just hang out with you guys, chat about random stuff like I did today. If you do enjoy it, then I will leave my Instagram below. If you guys can see the bio below, I'm not sure if this is on every platform, but I'll link my Instagram below. You guys can message me, hit me up, let me know your thoughts on this episode, or if you guys just want random advice about uni or about anything else, or even better, if you want to give me advice, I would not say no. But either way, it has been so nice seeing you guys again.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode proudly presented by the APNM Group, a subsidiary of Alger Productions, LLC. We strive to produce content that informs, entertains, and adds value to your day. We value your input and would be delighted to hear your thoughts in the comments about this episode. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, please engage with us in the comments section or via our social media platforms. Your feedback helps us shape our content and uncover new topics that matter to our listeners. If this episode resonated with you, we kindly ask that you rate and review this show on your preferred podcast platform. Sharing this podcast with friends and family helps us reach more listeners and continue delivering content you enjoy. For more information about the podcast, the host, or our parent company, please visit the link in this episode's description. Also visit us on YouTube and Rumble to see and hear every content produced by Alger Productions. Thank you once again for your time and support. Until next time, stay tuned and stay inspired.